still partying, still celebrating the U.S. of A. Here on a Sunday morning with Work in Progress, Monty, DJ, Ham, thanks once again to Bob Sturm. And hopefully he'll get those windows fixed. We roll them up. Just kidding. Jerk.
Man, maybe we can get Bruce to talk about the big Team USA win at some point here in the 11 o'clock hour.
Might need to.
The most American man
alive.
Whoever we
can. Yeah, we'll do some Sunday brunch. Maybe talk a little more Olympic hockey. Maybe some Cowboys doings. Who knows? But first, we got to do Ham Radio.
Ham
Radio! I don't know if you guys know this, but yesterday was Ticket Stock Day 2.
What?
Yeah.
We were there before you were. We know.
You were not. I got there at 8:03.
Was there at 7:58.
No, Ham thought he was getting there before everyone, and then we threw the door open to surprise him. Yeah, we've been here, bud.
Gotcha.
Somehow I was there in an empty room. Monty was still in his bed, texting photos of his ceiling. Overall, how did you guys like Ticket Stock?
Great. One of the best events of the year.
Ten thumbs up.
I'll go 11.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And three butts up.
Huh? We'll give it 11 and three butts up. No, it's great. I mean, it's once or twice a year where we get to get a massive gathering of P1s. And I do wonder every year, just like, man, I hope this isn't the one time where, like, nobody shows up. And
I was pretty shocked by how many people were there this year.
There's a ton of people.
There was way more people there this year than last year.
And there's just so much stuff you can do out there. That, you know, now that they added all those like little card vendors out there in the main hallway, you had the room where you could go play instruments. They had a tasting thing out there.
Boy, if you thought Pokemon had died off in popularity,
no,
you are wrong. Incorrect. It is back with a vengeance. Did not think
all those
that
tables had like 20 people surrounding them too,
and people had their binders of their own stuff that they were bringing to sell and trade.
Lando
stuff.
Showed me, I never saw it in person, that one of those people was selling a graded like 9 Leah Remini card.
Yeah. Like an authenticated something. Yeah,
you bought it?
We saw it.
No.
It was a little steep for our price. If it would have been single digits, we might have, for the sake of the show. But
single digits, like $8?
Well,
or less than 100?
Double digits.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, as with every year, always awesome to speak with the P1.
Yeah, they're great.
We do this every Sunday, and just hearing people talk to us from all ages, it's really cool when people come up to you, and you get to actually see how much you mean to them and how much you're a part of their lives.
Because you never know, especially on Sundays. Like, we know the following, obviously, of the weekday shows, but sometimes it just feels like you're yelling into the ether on the weekend and you don't really know who's listening, and it turns out a lot of people are.
Yeah. It's every Sunday. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Really cool. All right. So, the highlight, at least for me, other than, you know, meeting the P1s and whatnot, is always the time wasters.
Yeah, and I know it's like your Super Bowl, because you were on, what, 6 songs?
Yes.
And at one point yesterday, I was watching, I think it was when you were actually singing your song. And I was like, I'm going to be SG here for a second. But I'm like, you're such like a uniquely talented dude. And I'm like, you go out there and like, this is like everything that you can do great. Like, because you can play the drums. You can make all these weird noises out of your mouth. And then, like, a couple of years ago, you finally decided, hey, I'm going to start singing, too. And it's like, oh, yeah, he can do that really well. And so
this was the best singing you've done
for sure
this year.
Yeah.
You took it to another level this year.
Yeah, it was great. I was so happy watching you out there.
Now, to attest to the noises, Connor, you'll appreciate this. I did a Velociraptor noise during an AMA, and people started walking out.
That didn't go over great. No. We immediately saw like 5 people get up and walk out.
They're like, what's the weirdest noise that you could do? And I was like, well, I found out I could do a raptor noise. And then I did it, and the family got up and just turned and walked out.
Please do not do it on air. Drive listeners away.
Yeah.
Trust us, though. It's very realistic.
19-car pileup off the I-5 this morning.
But we did this last year. We've done it also at Summer Chill. We had a full participation team effort in one of our songs. So we'll have Monty on vocals. I will be doing drums. And we'll get Lando, and we'll also get Baldy to the string instruments to play.
Oh, yeah.
We involved DJ. Yeah. Last year, he ate seeds.
Right. You couldn't hear that
more
as well.
Performance art.
Yeah, you didn't be there.
But this year, we had him doing backing vocals. And one of the songs that we settled on this year was Weezer's Hash Pipe. I know it was a Yacht Rock theme, but since we were all playing our own instruments, the band didn't have to learn anything. By the way, Ticket Time Wasters, amazing.
Every year.
Enzing, Jesse, Phil, Kevin, all amazing. So great.
Question.
Yeah.
None of the core that sang Hash Pipe, I don't think any of them identify as Weezer fans. How did y'all end up settling on that song?
I don't know.
Well, it took a while because at first we were talking about doing the metal by Tenacious D. And then we realized that's going to be really hard to pull off because we only ever practiced together once or twice the day before.
Yeah.
And so that we were like, there's so much stopping and starting.
It's
and
a lot
such
of
an
moving
odd
parts
song.
In that one.
So we're like, no, I'll move on. Then we tried to pitch a Red Hot Chili Pepper song, and then Lando was like, I just live with fleas. I can't be like Flea.
Right. It's a fine line.
So we, you know, I think him and I just sat in there and just started like randomly hitting rock songs until
we came
we
up
found
with
one. And we were like, you know what? I think I could sing this.
Yeah,
it's
I could definitely
easily
play
playable.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
But here's a little offering of Monty on vocals, me on drums, and DJ backup singing on Hash Pipe. And you were debating, Monty, about whether you should sing in your normal singing voice or the super high register like this.
If you do this song, you've got to do the high
pitch. It's got to sound like this.
You chose the right one.
I was thinking, though, as I was doing it, people that aren't familiar with the song are like, why is he singing like that? But that is how he sings it normally. So I was like, yeah, I kind of have to try to get as high as I can get, which that was it. That's as high as I get.
And as much as DJ sandbags and acts like he can't sing or hold a tune,
I can't.
Pretty good doing.
You can do. You can at least whoa whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So the entire time leading up to this, he's been doing fake EA as the background singer.
Whoa.
And I even
Creighton's an asswipe.
I know people prefer that we make it a parody, and I change it up a little bit at the very end.
What'd you do at the very end?
I don't even. Baldy didn't notice it. Do you notice I changed one lyric at the end?
No, I didn't.
I changed at the very end, the last couple of lines when he says, "Come on and kick me." I changed it to "Come on and peg me."
No, I missed it. But pretty on brand.
That's awesome.
But that was our show effort. Do we want to carry this
over? Yeah, we
might
as well.
Let's carry this over.
Let's
carry
this
over. About it.
Get back on time. More Time Wasters and Ham Radio next.
.11 17, Sports Radio 96.7 and 13.10 The Ticket. America's favorite radio station, some say. Work in progress. America's medal stand Sunday morning show. As we are celebrating a gold medal for Team USA men's hockey, we've had Bob on, we had Michael Dixon on. We're going to have Bruce Springsteen on at some point to break down the big win. I heard he wrote a song already.
Go for USA!
Oh, I can't do that now.
I was going to say, I'm surprised you had that club in your bag still.
Bruce Springsteen.
Takes a swig of his drink, get some soda on you.
Ow. That actually hurt.
Probably not worth it.
Not worth it.
As we are
maybe later
reliving, we'll get back to it. Reliving Some of the highlights from Ticket Stock 2026. Appreciate everybody who came out over the last couple of days, everybody who said hi to us. Absolutely makes the event for us whenever you do say good things about us, certainly. Even if you say bad things about
us. Or just say hello.
Yeah, just acknowledge our existence. We appreciate
it. It means a lot.
Yeah, because we do... even though it doesn't sound like we put a lot of effort into this programming, which we don't, but we want to entertain you and, you know, live up to the high bar that the weekday does. So thank you to everybody that had nice words and came up and said hi. As we were reviewing some of the musical performances from the Time Wasters, where are we going next, Hamlin?
Well, before we move on, there's so much about even the first song. We wanted to mention that Lando, who we often... compared to being a hobbit, came out dressed with as Frodo on his ticket lantern. He had the Ring of Power and also dressed as a hobbit with little fake hobbit feet.
Yeah.
Which, while we were playing, at one point I had to look away from him because he started, as he's playing Weezer's Hash Pipes, just starts dancing with his little feet.
Greatness.
And it was just so ridiculous to see him doing that.
Yeah, him and Baldy both had bits because Baldy had the same wig he had on during Summer Chill, and then he put on a Mavs Maniac shirt.
Yeah, it was all...
So he had his Baldy belly out.
Yeah.
Correct.
Baldy had a good showing.
He was like a Burt Kreischer belly.
And then I clipped this. I only have the beginning of the song because it went on for a little bit, but you watched... you had an idea for how the song should start. You want to get into that?
Yeah, I remember when we were practicing For Whom the Bell Tolls at Summer Chill, I liked rewatching the live performance they did in Mexico City. And in that one, Lars is like hitting Lars Ulrich, the drummer's hitting the bass drum while James Hetfield like kind of resets the band and then like
introduces them.
Robert Trujillo. And then he does like a little bass solo thing. And I was like, hey, let's do something like that to start our song. Because normally Robert Wolanski was emceeing the thing and he comes out and will introduce whoever's about to sing. But I'm like, terrible. Since we...
this next act is gonna suck.
That would be funny if he just came out and crapped on it, which he kind of did sometimes.
I hate this song, but they're gonna play it. Hopefully, you'll like it.
He seemed to really like Hashpipe.
The song reminds me of a Dallas City Council meeting from 1979.
I wish I had a Hashpipe.
Go on.
That's all I got.
So I was like, you know what? Let's do it ourselves because we're the only like song that is gonna be. Only ticket people on it. So I want to introduce like you guys out there. A couple things though that did not go the way I intended. One, do you have it, Connor, at the beginning? Just hit that real quick if you can. No, sorry. Okay.
Well, it's the raw audio. We'll give him a minute.
Anyway. It's you just hitting the bass drum, and afterwards when we were mingling out in the crowd with the P1s and at the after party, I swear to you, at least 10 people came up to me and were like, I swear I thought you were doing Black Daddy.
Because it starts off the exact same
yes.
way with just four of them. Yeah.
My work That's in progress partner, DJ Ringenberg. How Black Daddy starts.
Yeah.
And even during like a lot of the Black Daddy, like the verses, it's just bass drum and then guitar, like, and then you're just doing bass drum. So they thought for sure I was doing Black Daddy again, which Daddy would have crapped his pants.
I think eventually...
Like, again? Oh my god.
Eventually, Black Daddy will overtake Sweetheart Line as the ender.
When Kat was leaving the Assembly Ice House yesterday, he heard one of those P1s mention that, and Kat looked back and goes, we will do Black Daddy again at Summer Chill.
Yes.
I was like, oh god, okay.
I mean, if it's from the boss, you're just doing whatever you're told.
But I also was a little off guard, too, because when I mentioned doing that, my plan was for everyone to already be on stage and, like, getting ready while I introduce you guys. So then right when I'm done, we start the song. Little miscommunication as you're doing that.
Yeah, for, like, 5 minutes.
And I'm looking around, and I look off stage, and DJ Lando and Baldy are all standing there waiting, and I'm like, no, I didn't mean one at a time come out.
Well, Lando was still applying his feet.
Yeah, and he was still finishing up third lunch.
He was weighing putting the ring on and yeah. destroying the entire...
Where'd Lando
yeah,
go?
I look over and he's just staring at it, just...
He's half Gollum.
By the way, I really enjoyed yesterday when we did the Saturday version of our show. You did, or we had the fake Ted Emmerich do updates.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was so riddled with Lord of the Ring references and looking out to the crowd and seeing a bunch of, like, this a dog named Nazgul.
Nazgul was one of the ring wraiths.
And, yeah, you're talking about orcs and all this stuff, and I'm like, are they getting this at all?
They didn't, but I looked to the side stage, and Lando is loving it.
And that's
it.
What we're doing it for.
Yeah. We're doing the show for Lando.
Anyway, yeah. It was fun to do that, but I also... Every year, because I'd also thought about doing Come and Get Your Love for Yacht Rock, mm-hmm. and I abandoned that. And then midway through, I was like, I kind of wish I was doing another
show. I kind of wish we were, too.
Just
that
something
been
else.
Fun to do vocals on.
But Summer Chill, we'll do something. I do want to do something where we, both of us sing, or if we can get DJ in there, too. I think that'd be fun.
I think I'll need to be a bigger participant in Summer Chill this year.
On a not AI already created song?
Maybe in addition to that. But
okay.
I'm going to put out a...
Because we'll have one.
I'm going to put out a further... DJ further participation watch for Summer Chill. I'm gonna put it out there.
Is this yellow?
It's not a warrant. No, it's green. That's green.
DEFCON 4.
What's
still
the normal level it's at?
We're barely moved. But you know what? It's progress.
It's progress.
It's better than...
Workers.
A lot of times he would already just issue a full no. It's
no,
February.
Not doing it.
So we'll take that.
Okay, that's not true. Every time I'm told to do something, I absolutely do it. It's
what?
Just fun playing dumb. And you know, I don't know if I'm going to do it. I don't know. I just like watching y'all do it.
All right, so now what else we got?
Also fun. So Kat came up to me in Lando and pitched this idea because the theme was Yacht Rock, but Ozzy died last year. And he's like, hey, I want to do an Ozzy tribute.
The day Yacht Rock died.
Exactly.
Died.
Some say.
Yeah.
And so he says, I want to do Bark at the Moon. Can you guys learn that song? Yes. Okay, I have an Ozzy guy coming in. All right.
What do you mean by that?
I didn't know what that meant. And then he had us over at his house for practice, and I was expecting an out-of-shape guy.
Like a New Zealander?
Like somebody that doesn't look like Ozzy. The guy came to practice looking like that. I don't know his exact cover band, but his name is Robert.
I think it was...
Blizzard of Oz?
He said there was two of them. There was Blizzard of Oz, and then he talked to another guy from a band called Osmosis. Awesome. I think the guy that we had was from Blizzard of Oz.
Yeah, he was... Amazing. Such a nice guy.
He looks like an AI version of Ozzy. Where, like, when you look up close, you're like, yeah, that's not him. But from afar, all right. Yeah, he's got the long black hair.
Are you saying he had, like, seven fingers, too?
No,
not that kind of AI, no. But he looks the part. He was such a sweetheart. And then as soon as he gets on stage, he is in full Ozzy character.
Prince of Darkness.
It is amazing. Because he's a sweet, chill dude off stage, and then as soon as we start up, he just goes. Let's hear some of Bark at the Moon featuring Ozzy. And Kat on guitar and Lando on bass. So cool.
He had his own microphone.
Yes.
With like a cross on it.
Like a giant silver chromed microphone. He had the frazzled, frayed Ozzy look. He was awesome. So big shout out to Robert as he was our Ozzy ringer.
It was really weird hearing him talk about like where he normally works.
Yeah.
And his normal day-to-day gig looking like Ozzy Osbourne. Because it's weird thinking about Ozzy Osbourne, you know, like being a barista.
Working at Kinko's.
Yeah,
he is fully committed to the bit, though.
I can't imagine you wearing a Staples uniform.
Even at the ticket stock Time Wasters rehearsal, he came there and he was wearing like a skull t-shirt.
I mean, if it's your bit, it's your bit. You might as well lean all the way in on it.
Skeleton, yeah, thank you. But yeah, we tricked Elf into thinking that he was the new board op on Sundays.
And there was a main right host, too. That was so funny.
I can't believe either of them would fall for that. Like, they're not. Neither of them are dumb people.
Well, the main host that I got, he did not believe me. It wasn't until I got someone else to back me up that he finally bought into it. And he asked Kat about it.
But you mentioned earlier, I also sang on a couple songs. One of them you liked in particular because it got to, I guess, flex my range or whatever.
Well, you actually sang because the only other time you'd sung was when you did Michael McDonald, right?
Well, that's the one I thought you wanted to play was the one I did with Donovan.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that one was great.
This was the George Benson song sung by Donovan called Give Me the Night, which Donovan asked me if I could do backup high vocals, and I said I could do all the backup
vocals.
There's
a lot of bits in this song.
Yes.
Ham's dream song. Yeah. You just make noises.
Okay.
There's no way this isn't the actual song.
Yeah, so I was like, Ham is like playing this up big time, and then I get in my truck and I'm driving home, and I'm like, these weird ass sounds are in the song. Like, these are actually in there.
Yep.
They're not quite as birdsy as you make them sound, but they're still in there.
And I was familiar with the song when he asked me. I was like, oh yeah, I could do everything in that song because all of it's just the dumb noises I do in the control room, anyways.
Yeah. There was no laser voice in there, but.
Oh, we gotta find a laser voice song for me for summer chill.
Speaking of needing setup and explanation, laser voice. Dance
break. But it was pretty fun. Time Wasters was great.
Time Wasters was great. It was only missing one thing for me, and that was our shadow producer, EA.
Well, we're gonna fix that.
We're gonna get that fixed at summer chill, man.
I just woke up.
No, he's there. He's there. He's awake.
It needs to, because I believe the P1s need me.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Because I know...
I think you need the P1s to need you.
You have a couple of songs also that you already...
I have at least three in mind already.
What do we got?
All right, so obviously Wild Wild West and Livin' La Vida Loca.
Obviously, yeah.
But
yeah.
I also like a rock song.
Iraq?
From Iraq?
A rock song.
Dwayne the Rock Johnson has done songs?
Not from Iraq, but a rock song, like Breaking Benjamin, anything from them?
Anything from them.
Totally.
Wow. Dire Jane, Had Enough,
Dance with the Devil. Your musical range astounds me. Every time I peel back a layer of the onion, what you're into... It's amazing.
I'm just saying, you know.
I would love
I'm not
to hear
shaming you.
Do.
I'm just saying it's wild.
Diary of Jane.
Yeah. Diarrhea Jane.
Diary of Jane.
Oh, I thought he said Diarrhea
no,
Jane.
No, Diary of Jane.
As I looked another page, as I burn another page, I will try to find my place in the Diary of Jane.
It's not really the tone of the song, but yeah, but yes, welcome that's awesome.
I need to hear it. We're gonna make this happen.
Will you feature Cam LaFada on your song, Your Mortal Enemy?
Ooh. We'll have to see about that.
Ooh, one thing we also need to do, which we spoke about at the after party, which was also great at the
Assembly Ice House.
Yeah. That was awesome, speaking with P1s afterwards at that. Connor, our board op, came out there. We need to involve Connor, because he's actually in a band and sings.
In a room filled with a bunch of pseudo musicians that
he's an actual
have
musician
nothing going for them.
With a boss who does his hiring literally based on your
can
musical
you
talent.
Yeah.
Can you participate in ticket stock? And Connor wants to hide his skills.
That's the weirdest thing about this place is somehow everybody we've hired can play or can carry a tune.
It's not a mystery. That's the only hiring criteria.
But we do need to get Connor out there because he is a practicing musician.
Yes.
I'm in.
And also Carter. His bandmate.
Right. They are going way underutilized.
They could do a song from Iraq.
Speaking of the after party, by the way, I forget the dude's name, and I hate myself for it. But shout out to the fake Kevin James guy.
Oh, that guy was awesome, dude.
He was so great. When I was going back to my table, they stopped me, and they're like, "Hold, who does he look like?" And I don't know. Is it Kevin James? And like, I had to like kind of brace myself. I was like, yes, he looks exactly like Kevin James.
We did the same thing, the DJ, and he's like, he looks familiar.
Oh, I said, who am I? Who am I supposed to say? I don't know.
Denzel Washington?
No.
It's Kevin James, and he looks like, just like him.
All right, yeah, like I can definitely see it.
Gosh, I can't remember his name, but he was awesome.
And then apparently I snubbed him for a handshake.
Yeah,
he did wrong
really
him.
That was really mean, dude.
Yeah.
Don't know how that happened. I sincerely apologize. I would not snub you for a handshake.
We had to ask the waitress for an extra napkin to wipe his tears off the table.
Yeah, and I had to ask for one to put over my drink so DJ didn't try to roofie me last night.
That's right. Again. All right. It's 11:34 here on the ticket. Right. Let's wrap up the show with the whip around next.